Do you really see everybody who works in a restaurant where you'll go after here to have a celebratory meal? Do we see people that we pass on the street who may have a smile or a frown or a burden they can barely carry alone? When we passionately advocate for the causes we believe in, have we anticipated all the unanticipated consequences so that we can take everybody along for a ride to the future we imagine? When Pope Francis tells us to engage in a culture of encounter, he's thinking about the LMU students in this class who, since they were freshmen, have performed almost 200,000 hours of community service. That's a fancy, elevated way of saying you saw a need and you stepped in to solve it, and you did it not only because it was the morally right thing for other people, but because it made your life more meaningful. That's the way you want to set the world on fire. The young people that were mentioned in my introduction who've been part of our Global Initiative Community for University Students made very specific commitments. They promised to mentor high school girls, to help them overcome any preconceived notions of their own limitations. They promised to help the victims of domestic violence and violence against the homeless. They promised to provide more capital to small business people in Haiti through microcredit loans, something that means a lot to Hillary and me personally, because for more than 40 years since we took a honeymoon trip there, we've cared about them and believed in them. They promised an educational exchange with the National University of Rwanda. We can learn a lot from them, because they lost 10% of their people in 90 days to a genocide in 1994, and they came back because they refused to be paralyzed by the past. They joined hands across the lines that led to all that bloodshed to create a common future. That's what's at the heart of your restorative justice program here. Instead of figuring out who to punish, figure out how to repair the harm. Instead of focusing on getting even for the past, focus on how we can share the future. It's at the heart of your efforts here to improve the juvenile justice system. You, without knowing it, have often embodied the future of positive interdependence we hope to build. You can't have shared prosperity and an inclusive community unless we believe our common humanity is even more important than our incredibly interesting differences.